I guess we'll start with what's the very latest you can tell us from the Trust?
Well, I think last night PKF made a statement to say that they've given both us and Portpin another fortnight to complete the deals to buy the club. I mean, certainly we regard this as a positive move because it shows that the Supporters Trust is very much still in this race to buy the club. And we're working very hard and we're confident that we can meet Trevor Birch's deadline to get this deal done.
And will this 2 weeks see slight changes to the business plan, a chance to bring in more investors? How exactly do you approach it?
Well, I think our bid has been evolving throughout, to be honest, and you know, certainly we put in our revised bid about 10 days ago to the administrator. I think the key thing is that as many supporters who pledge, that's what gives our bid power, because I think the more money that we can raise ourselves, the better deal we can drive with whoever we're dealing with. So I think we're going to be seeing in the next week or so, we're going to be distributing our share prospectus so that those people who have pledged can now start converting their pledges into cash. But also we're looking for fans who've perhaps been sitting on the sidelines wondering if this was really the real deal. Now is the time to get involved, to be honest, because clearly we're the ones who are in the running to buy the club, and this is your chance to be something big, part of something special.
Yeah, crucial to emphasise, it's not too late to get your pledges
not
in.
Not at all.
Let's talk about Stuart Robertson, and we've heard the story that the property developer has put a proposal effectively where he would buy Fratton Park and then lease it back, and this would be instead of the council loan. Firstly, how has this come about and how does this change things, if at all?
Well, I think the thing is, when we put our revised bid in back in 10 days or so ago, you know, one of the things is that we have been looking at those player compromises and trying to make our bid as competitive as possible. But obviously, you've got a fixed amount of money that you've got to play with. And I think the important thing to kind of say to fans is that, yes, you know, Stuart Robinson is a name that's been out there and we have had discussions with him. But we've been actually talking to property developers for over a year now, because I think the important thing is we want to try to find a strategic partner who gets what we're trying to do in terms of building a community club. And I think the thing is that it's not around getting a property developer involved. It's around making sure you get the right deal that is going to ensure that the club can prosper and that its long-term prospects are going to be good.
Can you understand that fans might have reservations about a property developer taking ownership of Fratton Park?
I certainly can, and I think those reservations would be ones that were shared by me. I think ultimately, though, if you're going to redevelop Fratton Park, if you're going to create a stadium that's fit for a club that aspires to play at the highest possible level, eventually at some point you're going to need to work with a property developer in order to do that. So I think you know, the key thing that fans need to be reassured about is that we're, you know, we have done considerable work on this, and we want to make sure that whoever we work with, whether it's Stuart or somebody else, that ultimately it's the right deal for the future of the club.
Yeah, okay, so that's another thing to look forward to. Regarding this moving instead of the council lending the money, wouldn't it be better to have both and give you more cash up front?
Well, I think you know, the council loan was always dependent, I think, on there being no commercial alternative. And I think we're in a situation at the moment where at the moment Portpin are still in the race to buy the club. So I think the council would argue that is a commercial alternative to take the club over. So I think at the moment, probably as a trust, we're working in the position that while the council loan is there, the terms that it were granted under aren't actually fulfilled at the moment. So therefore, that's required us to look for alternative ways of raising the finance we need in order to buy the club.
Let's talk a bit more about Portpin, and Balram Chanrai again came out in the media again this week and talked about the Supporters Trust bid, and in many ways seemed to suggest he didn't think it was viable. Were you surprised to see these comments, and what did you make of them?
Well, I think ultimately Portpin have made a number of statements in recent weeks. You know, 2 weeks ago they were out, a week later they were back in again. They've made some statements about the Trust bid and about our MPs and about the council and everyone else this week. I mean, to be honest, I think that's a matter for them, really, in lots of ways. I think one of the key points they were making is that somehow the Football League didn't think that our bid was viable. But I think the fact that we are still in this race, that Trevor Birch regards as reliable, you'd have thought if the Football League had said that, we'd be out of this by now, and clearly we're not.